The next topic we're going to talk about is fluid and electrolyte balance, and also how the body regulates the acidity or the acid-base balance of the body. And there's a couple of distinctions I need to make right away when we're talking about fluids and electrolytes and so on. And those are the difference between the ECF and the ICF. The ECF is the extracellular fluid, and it involves all of the fluids that are outside of the individual cell's plasma membrane. So it's going to include the interstitial fluid that is between the cells, and it's also going to include blood plasma. So the ECF is any fluid in the body that is not inside the cell membrane, so it's outside of the actual cells. And the main components of the ECF are going to be the interstitial fluid, which surrounds all of the cells, and the plasma. The ICF, or the intracellular fluid, is the fluid that is inside of the cells. And in general, cells are going to be able to regulate the movement of solutes in and out of the cell to some extent. However, water is going to move freely across the cellular membranes. If you remember back to cell biology, water can move across the plasma membrane. And so the cells are sort of at the mercy, in terms of how much water is inside of them, they're sort of at the mercy of what the water concentration is in the ECF, because water is going to naturally move by osmosis from any area of high concentration to of solutes to area of low, excuse me, high concentration of water to areas of low concentration of water. So water is going to move by osmosis. It's going to move freely across the cell membranes. And this is part of why the body spends so much effort regulating the concentration of ions and so on in the extracellular fluid, because if the extracellular fluid becomes too concentrated in solutes, then water will leave the cells and it'll dehydrate the actual cells, which will prevent them from being able to do their functions. And on the other hand, if the ECF becomes too dilute, then water is going to flood from the ECF into the cells. And if too much water flows into the cells, it can actually cause the cells to burst. And of course, cells that have bursts are not going to have not been going to be able to carry out their functions.